New York's attorney general has shut down one of the state's largest providers of immigration services because it was defrauding customers. WNYC's Marianne McCune has more.
It can be difficult to find and prosecute fraudulent immigration lawyers because the people who get conned are here illegally and they're afraid to come forward. That was the case for a Mexican immigrant who heard the American Immigrant Federation's advertisements on the radio, then gave them about $5,000 when they promised to get him working papers. But after 5 years, he'd received nothing, and a friend told him to go to the attorney general.
No quería dar esta entrevista, la verdad, no.
He says he didn't want to, but he had to,
no, para que no
so
le
that what happened to him didn't happen
no.
to others. AIF was charged exorbitant fees, giving misinformation, misfiling papers, and using non-lawyers. It had more than 20,000 clients. As part of its settlement with the attorney general, the group's owner will pay $1.2 million to the customers she defrauded. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.